By the time they finally stepped out from under the forest canopy, their escort numbered no fewer than 10 biker scouts and 20 stormtroopers. It was an impressive display of military power. And more even than the fact of the search itself, it drove home to Luke the seriousness with which the mysterious man in charge of the Empire was treating this incident. Even at the height of their power, the Imperials hadn't spent stormtroopers lightly. 3 more people were waiting for them in the 50-meter strip of open land between the forest and the nearest structures of Hilliard City. 2 more stormtroopers and a hard-faced man wearing a major's insignia on his dusty brown Imperial uniform.
"About time,"
the latter muttered under his breath as Mara and Luke were nudged in his direction.
"Who are they?"
"The mail says his name is Jade,"
one of the stormtroopers in front reported in that slightly filtered voice they all seemed to have.
"Bounty hunter. Works for Card. He claims the female is his prisoner."
"Was his prisoner,"
the major corrected, looking at Mara.
"What's your name, thief?"
"Seni Khifu,"
Mara said, her voice surly.
"And I'm not a thief. Talon Card owes me. He owes me big. I didn't take any more than I had coming."
The major looked at Luke, and Luke shrugged.
"Card's other dealings aren't any of my business. He said bring her back, I brought her back."
"And a theft too, I see."
He looked at R2, still tied to his travoy and dragging behind the speeder bike.
"Get that droid off your bike,"
he ordered the scout.
"The ground's flat enough here, and I want you on perimeter. Put it with the prisoners. Cuff them too. They're hardly likely to fall over tree roots out here."
"Wait a minute,"
Luke objected, as one of the stormtroopers stepped toward him.
"Me too?"
The major raised his eyebrows slightly.
"You got a problem with that bounty hunter?"
he asked, his voice challenging.
"Yeah, I've got a problem with it," Luke shot back. "She's the prisoner here, not me."
"For the moment, you're both prisoners,"
the other countered.
"So shut up!"
He frowned at Luke's face.
"What in the Empire happened to you anyway?"
So they weren't going to be able to pass the puffiness off as Luke's natural features.
"Ran into some kind of bush while I was chasing her,"
he growled as the stormtrooper roughly cuffed his hands in front of him.
"It itched like blazes for a while."
The major smiled thinly.
"How very inconvenient for you,"
he said dryly.
"How fortunate that we have a fully qualified medic back at HQ. He should be able to bring that swelling down in no time."
He held Luke's gaze a moment longer, then shifted his attention to the stormtrooper leader.
"You disarmed him, of course."
The stormtrooper gestured, and the first of the biker scouts swooped close to hand Mara's blaster to the major.
"Interesting weapon,"
the major murmured, turning it over in his hands before sliding it into his belt. From overhead came a soft hum, and Luke looked up to see a repulsor lift craft settle into place overhead. A chariot assault vehicle, just as Mara had predicted.
"Ah,"
the major said, glancing up at it.
"All right, Commander, let's go."